This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Hanging Lake will be closed indefinitely after mudslides in the Grizzly Creek burn scar area. U.S. forestry officials say the lake itself is fine, but debris from last month's mudslides near Glenwood Canyon caused major damage to the trail leading to the lake. The trail needs to be completely rebuilt. The Forest Service says the area around the lake will be closed for the rest of the season, and possibly next year too. Coloradans with compromised immune systems have started to get coronavirus booster shots. Carrie Melman says she got hers because at work she's around kids who are too young to get vaccinated. Melman is on immunosuppressants to treat rheumatoid arthritis.
They have a list of conditions and the types of people who can get the third, you know, the booster at this point. And after speaking with the pharmacist, she said, yep, you qualify. And then I got it.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week a third dose may provide an additional layer of protection from the disease caused by the coronavirus. Colorado will see cooler weather tomorrow as a large weather system begins to move across the state, bringing strong winds and high levels of moisture. National Weather Service meteorologist Caitlin Mensch says the system is strong for this time of year and may cause an increased risk of flash flooding.
For now, it's limited, but I think a lot of that limited potential still could end up in a couple of flash flood warnings as have happened the past couple days.
Strong gusts of wind from the system will also help push wildfire smoke out of the state. It could also bring the season's first snow to Colorado's 14ers. It's 93 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.